The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome to Free Fire Radio, and happy birthday, Marine Corps. 250 years of romping, stomping, having a good time, and protecting our country. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Protected under the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Protected by our armed forces. Tomorrow, Veterans Day. But today, please don't take offense, my brother services. But today's the Marine Corps birthday. And we are going to celebrate it in style tonight.
How did the, you have said, two questions here. How many different places that you have celebrated the Marine Corps? It could have been in the back jungles. It could have been whatever. But on that day, you would stop, and I mean, there's some fabulous stories. We heard several of them last night. I was telling my friends, this is like a wedding. 400 and how many people?
410 people come tonight, my friends. Thank you so much that wanted to attend our birthday.
And thank you, Wind River, because they keep making room. It's sold out.
They keep
last
the prices
minute
down.
People. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the $40 tickets. There is not an event in town where you get dinner and this kind of thing for, you know, and, but Wind River makes that happen.
Wind River really helps.
Yeah.
And so, I can't say enough about, Wind River. Stacy, Brandy, and the girls down there at
under the Redding Rancheria, of
under
course.
Redding Rancheria, yeah.
They really do support our armed offices. And then, so then, tonight, the point is that there's all of these people. Last night was like a wedding rehearsal dinner. It's like putting on a wedding. And you and Ron Isley have been for weeks taking phone calls, and you know who's at every table 46, table 3, table 8. It's been like that. And so I just commend you because, you know, it is like putting on a wedding. And last night was rehearsal dinner.
It was. We had our Shasta Marines there at C.R. Gibbs, who treated us very well. The guest of honor, George Silvers. First time I'd met him, as it turns out, that we came up kind of, well, he's older than I am. But we knew the same people. We knew the same giants there in the Marine Corps. And we had a great time talking about everything from bar fights to places we've been and all those and the people we knew. But the event tonight at Wind River is a group effort from the Shasta Marines. And because it was the 250th birthday that we – I think we pulled out most of the stops. I don't know how many more are left, but everybody's going to leave tonight that's a guest with a commemorative present from tonight in the 250th birthday. Everyone, every person that sits down at the tables. We have our Sea Scouts there. We have, it's just, you know, it's kind of cool. When people are still calling, yesterday we filled up our last four seats. I mean, we had four seats that were kind of scattered around and sold them. People came in yesterday at the last minute. And you know what? If we have a seat for the Marine Corps birthday, we want to put somebody in it if they want to celebrate it with us. My first Marine Corps, November 10th, I was at boot camp in Parris Island. And I do remember that day, we had cake for dessert that evening, which is kind of unheard of. You know, is your birthday cake. And we went back, and the drill instructors weren't all over us because they were all going to the Marine Corps birthday ball. I think there was one DI that had been somehow selected that stayed, and he covered like four platoons that evening. It wasn't hard because we sat there spit shining in our shoes and we went to bed. That was it. So, 250 years.
But you, as well as many others last night, which was fascinating. Fascinating to be a fly on the wall last night. I wish everybody, because they went around the room and Carl had asked, for those in attendance, you know, what is a memorable story? And that was great for the wives or those of us who, you know, were in attendance to hear some of these stories. I mean, all of a sudden it's like a Full Metal Jacket. Talking people talking about stuff. Not the gory, not being gory, but just things that you just don't even imagine in real time.
Well, if you remember Full Metal Jacket, the DI, Arleigh Emery, one of our people, Jim Richards, last night, Arleigh Emery, was his drill instructor when he was going through boot camp. And you have to picture this. And he said, oh, no, he was all of that and more. If you remember Full Metal Jacket,
DI is drill instructor. So,
yeah, the drill instructor during that movie. But his because Emery had been a drill instructor, and he was the technical consultant on Full Metal Jacket. And when the director heard him, you know, giving his insights and listening to him, they hired him. So, now.
All right, let me give you the weather real fast. And before we take a break, it's going to be around 77 today. Another beautiful day in Reading, overnight lows of 54. Tomorrow, on Veterans Day, we're coming back with a high of 73, overnight lows of 52. So if you're driving around, it's going to be great. Now, there's a slight chance of showers of 64 on Wednesday. Overnight lows on Wednesday night around 49. Showers once again on Thursday with 56. And here we come back down with the weather on Friday around 51. The weekend's calling for slight chance of showers on Saturday with 58. And Sunday, chance of showers on with around 56. So enjoy these last couple days of just some yummy weather. I know yesterday we were out with a horse. We had a beautiful ride. It was a great day to be outside. I mean, we're just blessed to be in Shasta County. Also wanted to let you know that at Jersey Mike's, Jersey Mike's has through the years since they've opened up been incredibly generous with the veteran community. So, now we're going to be talking about that a lot this morning. We do have Shasta Collegium coming in at 8 o'clock, and I can't wait to talk about their programs that they've got in the Christmas Tree Farm and all that, you know, the, Audra Hall and everything that's happening with the farm program. But with Jersey Mike's subs, making a difference, a free regular sub when you donate a $5 minimum to Holiday Wreaths for Heroes.
It's valid today through Friday. So head on down there. We're heading down there. And it all goes for Holiday Wreaths for Heroes. And tomorrow on Veterans Day at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, they're starting at 11 o'clock. They're having a ceremony out there. It's a beautiful ceremony. It has music and guest speaker and all that, presenting of the wreaths. And you may look around for various restaurants that offer specials for veterans tomorrow. I think Cattleman's does, but I'm going to have to look that up to make sure.
And the weather was brought to you by, again, another wonderful veteran-owned business, that is Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we read the weather, they've been with us since the day we started. The Kenny family, was a Vietnam veteran helicopter pilot. He's got a great story that he goes around and speaks to clubs and stuff as well. He and his wife started it. We'll hear about their humble beginnings and how they started Shasta Gas Propane and built that up. And they just have a wonderful, network of loving people. 365 through 793 for all of your gas, propane needs. They're located out in Anderson. Wintertime is coming, so you may want to think about, we never know when freak storms hit, right? So you want to make sure that you're taking care of. And when we travel, I was thinking about that this morning. When we travel to Las Vegas, we're driving out to Albuquerque, and then we're coming and we're going to be broadcasting live from Las Vegas on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So we'll be there for the National Finals Rodeo and interviewing all kinds of weird people. We need to bring our go bag. We need to update our go bag and take that with us. And I say that because when we came back from Albuquerque one time, there was a snowstorm, and there were 3 to 4 overturned big axle trucks, and it closed the freeway down.
I-40 was shut down. Luckily, we got the last room in Seligman, Arizona.
But if we had not,
yeah, well, we've been in a car.
We want to be wrapped in those blankets that are, what are they called? There's the metal,
the survival blankets. Not only that, but going back to Shasta Gas Propane, they have discounts for seniors and veterans, yeah. And we'll be right back.
Linda's on a roll this morning.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rubba Bus Drive this Friday at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Redding, in Anderson, and the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. or make a donation online at robbaveterans.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at 96KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. Locally owned, locally operated, a better-known business, he is the man to go to repair your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. He fixes it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Takes it into a climate-controlled area, not on the side of the road, and brings it in, fixes it, and guarantees it. He does great work. He's fixed, you know, our windshields several times over the years. For a free inspection and analysis, why don't you bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street, or just give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Again, a veteran-owned business. Okay, Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Living the dream, buddy.
Hey, two things. I want to thank you for announcing on Saturday the 32nd Annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Parade. Shasta Unfiltered, an online newspaper I'm affiliated with. Thank you. And I want to put on another hat, my Ruddy Nels hat, and remind your listeners that tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Ruddy Nels Lodge, we're having an annual cognac toast to veterans. And the ceremony begins at 11 o'clock, and then it concludes about 11:30, where the Emblem Club is going to have a lunch that is free to all veterans with their veterans, with proof of veterans status.
Well,
veterans eat free tomorrow.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Jerry, because I knew that I didn't have that in front of me, but I know that happens every year, and I've attended that before, and it's a great little ceremony. You do a toast to our veterans at 11 o'clock, and then, of course, the big ceremony, of course, is out at IGO. So, but yeah. I appreciate your phone call, and we love the City of Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade. It's a great parade. Linda and I have been announcing that for, gosh, I don't know, 10 years, to the point where they kind of, like, assume we're going to be there, and we kind of assume we're going to be there.
It was beautiful this year.
It was beautiful. It was a great parade. A beautiful day. You know,
72 entries.
Yeah.
And, of course, a couple, you know, two or three marching bands and a
horse units
and
military vehicles.
There we go.
And the guest of honor, honoring every war, and people are still alive from World War II through Afghanistan and Iraq. So yeah, Jerry, saw you there in your float, and your newspaper is called what?
Shasta Unfiltered, an online newspaper that serves Shasta, Siskiyou, Tehama. And Trinity Counties.
Okay.
We just launched it a couple of months ago, and we're all about covering honest news, entertainment, and sports. Check it out. It's ShastaUnfiltered.com.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And Veterans Eat Free tomorrow at 11:30 at the Ruddy Nels Lodge.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
That's always good.
I think we've gone there before, too. I think they do a little toast.
We have
a little
done
toasty.
That. We have done that.
Are you still doing the toast?
Oh, yes, the toast is from 11:30.
Okay.
We have the honor guard from the VFW Post in Anderson. We have the bugler doing the taps. We have a singer singing the Star Spangled Banner. And we have about 200 people that show up. It's a wonderful event.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice event. Thanks a lot.
And happy Marine. Happy Marine birthday, Carl.
Hey, 250 years of celebrating our country. All right. Thanks a lot, Jerry. Hey, the federal government's on track to reopen after the largest shutdown in U.S. longest shutdown in U.S. history. Senate voted 60 to 40 late last night to advance legislation to end the shutdown. Eight Democrat senators relented on a long-held demands over health care policy and joined 52 Republicans to end the filibuster blocking the measure, including the number two man, Durbin. Number two man in the Senate voted as one of those eight. Of course, Fetterman and independents. Yeah, they said it's long enough. But I felt like this was going to happen this week or at the latest next week because the election Tuesday was held. And, you know, people are all, they say, oh, Mondami's a socialist and the attorney general that one in Virginia had said he fantasized seeing his opponents dead and his opponent he was running against, but an earlier one, and his children dying in the arms of their mother. Of their mother. Get this. Because, I mean, he put those, you know, he had those in his, social media. And he apologized. He said, I'm so sorry, you know, blah, blah. But that was a big thing. So he won. The governor of Virginia, Democrat, won. The New York, of course, Mondami. But if you look at it, they're all East Coast blue states, essentially.
I call him Damami.
Damami. The mommy, because he wants to take care of everybody in New York. I can't, you know what? Frankly, I know, I read this great article about why, you know, the people that voted for him were not necessarily socialist or wanting socialism. It's that they felt like the government wasn't working. They were working, you know, they're upwardly mobile professionals, and working their butts off, but they still couldn't buy a house. They still couldn't rent an apartment. They have just been working so hard and not going anywhere. And I kind of understood that when, you know, from the article, it wasn't a, you know, accolades for Mondami. It was the fact that he said the same thing that Trump said. The system's not working for you. Trump's working it from the top down. And Mondami here, supposedly, and we'll see, is going to work it from the grassroots up. However, the things that he is so strong on, I'm just not sure that that's going to, how that's going to work out when you start giving away free stuff. Because they asked that question yesterday on the street. Oh, yeah, free buses. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the child care. And the person asked him, who's going to pay for that? And it was just kind of like silence. And then the young man said, our taxes. And he goes, and the lady asked him the question, that's right. It's not free. Okay. Anyway, but the federal government. So now it looks like they're going to move forward. Now here are some things is that it moved forward without the Obamacare moving forward. What's the compromise? It would reverse layoffs of 4,000 federal workers stemming from the shutdown. And the compromise provides for a December vote on whether to extend subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Now, when they passed Obamacare, the Democrats, when they passed this, sunsetted it this year. That's why it ended. The Republicans just didn't arbitrarily say no. It sunsetted this year because it should have been able to pay for itself. No. Anyway, and Republicans have opposed extending Obamacare subsidies without overhauling the program. So it doesn't say it's going away. It just says, let's take a look who everybody's on it. You know, Obamacare premiums are set to double without an extension. The House vote. Now it's got to go back to the House. It should pass the House, and maybe we can get this thing open. House members have been on a 48-hour notice, so I imagine that our newest, I'm not sure, who's our congressman now? It's this guy out of Marin County, since 50 passed, I think. Or no, maybe that doesn't start till January.
I think it is January.
Daniel, good morning, buddy.
250.
Yeah. You know, I don't feel a day over 200.
I'll tell you. But that's a big salute. But anyway, you know, I was thinking all the same thing that you guys were thinking, and there was an interesting book that was written by an incredible economist named Thomas Sowell.
Yeah.
I think it should be required reading by everybody before they get seated in any of the houses in Congress. It's called Basic Economics.
Yeah. No, I agree. Basic Economics. You know, it's still coming to the point where you can't keep overspending, and yet they somehow continue to do it. I can't do it in my business. You can't do it in your home. So, yeah.
Yep.
Anyway.
But anyway, salutes to all my brothers and sisters from the Marine Corps.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it very much. And thank you for your service, my friend.
You will.
Hoorah. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning, everyone. How are you today on this beautiful Monday? Today is the 10th, and of course, what that always represents for us is the Marine Corps birthday, and we are very much involved in so many activities, including Saturday where it was the Veterans Day Parade. And then last night we had our, it's like putting on a big wedding. I said that before because last night was the dinner with the, speaker or keynote speaker who's there tonight. Families coming in. We've got 410 people sold out at, Wind River, and they've been so great. And so, we're just so proud of this community, which then leads me into our next guest. Good morning, Jan Kearns.
Good morning, Linda.
All right, let's get you up there with your volume and,
okay.
Yeah, get in there. All right, so we're going to be talking about what we're promoting here is, all the things that have been, that have kind of changed with the, Reading Fashion Alliance, and we're coming back to, kind of the home ground, if you will, with the location and the gala that's coming up. So we're pushing this at the last minute. For those of you who don't know about it, that it's happening on the 15th, good morning, and tell us what's going on. You're now back in charge, CEO, leader of, president of. Talk to us.
So, Reading Fashion Alliance has been here since we started in 2016. Can't believe it's been almost, we're coming into our 10th year. We are back in our original location at 1698 Market Street. And we have makerspace. We teach classes for kids and for adults. We support design, fashion design in the area. And we're a nonprofit. So we have lots of things that we're doing. The other really fun thing before I talk about the gala is just to let you know that one of the things that we did this year is with the closing of Joann Fabrics, we started a fabric shop. And so we've been bringing in lots of really lovely, beautiful fabrics for people, and people are coming down and discovering it, and it's just super fun. It's a place where you can get any of the sewing products that you might need to make beautiful garments and just to have fun. So we hope everybody will come in and take a look and join us down there. But our big event every year is the gala, and this is our one of our primary fundraisers for the year, and it really helps support all of those activities so that we can keep doing the work that we're doing in the community. But it's also a really fun evening. And we're highlighting 15 designers this year who will be walking down the runway with between one and four looks. And it is at the atrium, which is back where it has been.
I love that.
1670 Market Street, the big atrium, downstairs, and with a lovely runway, and it's a little bit different this year because it is a by invitation only. So any of you who are supporters of Reading Fashion Alliance are invited to come and join us. We would love to have you be able to see it and really have a fun evening that evening with us and help us support the work that RFA is doing. So.
Now, you used to, and is it still so, that you have different vendors that are up above? Is that happening?
We don't have different vendors this year. No, and we have done that in the past.
Okay.
But no, this year it is strictly the fashion show. We'll have lovely hors d'oeuvres and champagne at the beginning. And we're also doing a silent auction this year.
Oh.
Spent the day yesterday putting the auction items together, and they're fabulous. So we have some really fun things, some fun experiences.
So those will be in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then so the key word today is buy your tickets now.
Buy your tickets now.
Do you go to Eventbrite?
You can go to, it's not Eventbrite. They're actually through Square, and you can go, the easiest way is go to readingfashionalliance.org, O-R-G,
mm-hmm.
and there will be a place there that'll send you to a link to buy your tickets.
And what do they cost?
There are three different levels. So okay. The general level is where you get all the, you know, you see the event, you know, it's going to be a little smaller this year, so there's not a bad seat in the house. And those tickets are $80. With a silver ticket, they're $100, and you get some nice swag, and you get a drink ticket with that, and then you get deluxe swag and the best seating with a gold ticket, and that's $125. And you get two drink tickets with that. without.
So November 15th, mm-hmm. and all of the 15 designers.
15 designers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Two of those is one of the programs that we started last year, and actually the funding from last year's gala is what was what gave us the money to start it, is called a mentorship program. So with that, a up-and-coming designer, someone who really wants to really take this on and get some good one-on-one experience, can spend 4 months in an intensive program with 3 hours a week of work with a mentor. They do that for 4 months. It's totally free for them, along with a little stipend to help them with some materials and supplies to make things. And we have two of our mentees who will actually be walking or showing their work in the show this year.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I was involved with it last year, and it was a lot of fun to watch the creativity. And I love that you're bringing it back. And there's all these new things as well as going back to your original location. Now, let's talk about the fabrics. That you are selling fabrics at your store there, right?
Yes.
Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And who's in charge of, you know, finding these fabrics? Because I used to love to go to Britax in San Francisco.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be able to go on a hunt. And it's really fun. So really looking for fabrics. And we're getting fabrics from a variety of different sources. So sources down in the Bay Area as well as Los Angeles, finding places that are specializing in, mill ends. And so meeting mills that have maybe overproduced some stock. So it's what in the industry is called dead stock. You might hear that term.
Okay, yes.
So you might not find it anywhere else, but you're going to be able to find some really lovely, lovely fabrics.
So in your store that's downtown Reading, mm-hmm. you've got like fabric, buttons, zippers, all of it? Just like you would go to a fabric store.
Buttons were, we haven't quite started in with buttons, but we have pretty much everything else. We have zippers, we have bias tape, we have thread, we have needles, we have pretty much everything you would need. We just did our soft opening in September, so we're growing and bringing in more stock all the time. So I just was able to be down in LA last week, and I brought back 12 new fabrics that are going to be up in the racks. And what we're specializing in is really things that are great for either home decor or for apparel. So we have some really fun cotton prints that could be used for a quilt, but we're not specializing in quilting cotton, mm-hmm. mainly because we have some really fabulous quilt shops already in Reading, mm-hmm. and our goal is not to compete with that. Our goal is to enhance what's already here and fill the gap. So places where we're the place to go if you want to get good apparel fabric.
Now, if you let me ask this question. For one of the designers or a couple of the designers, and they choose to sell their collection. Will mm-hmm. that collection, is that going to happen? And will that also be in that location?
Yes.
Okay.
There access to the designers. Some of the designers have maker spaces there. You can rent maker space through RFA, so you can studio there to work. Some people work other places or out of their home. But we have all the contact information. So one of the things that's nice about the gala is that if you like what you see, all the designers are there after the show, and there's time to, you know, have some sweet treats and a little glass of wine and have a chance to meet those designers, talk, make those connections, mm-hmm. and be able to see their work. But almost every designer does sell their garments.
Well, you made a fantastic outfit last year that I modeled and ended up buying, and I am wearing it this year at the NFR.
Oh, fun.
We didn't get it in time last year, but this year. So, that'll be a lot of fun, and it's one of a kind.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the fun thing about really and really beautifully, most of our designers are very, very accomplished seamstresses or sewists, and so they the quality that you're going to get is something that's going to last and be there for a while and very unique. So pretty much many things are one of a kind.
So, tickets on sale. You must go to Reading Alliance.
Mm-hmm. And you can also call. Give us a call, 530-276-0458 is our number. You can call us as well. You can come into the store and buy tickets there. We're open. Somebody will be there today, but the store isn't typically open on Monday, but we're typically open Tuesday through Saturday, so from 10:30 to 6, so you can come on down and come in.
Fantastic.
And yeah. We hope.
All right. It's the Reading Fashion Alliance Fashion Show happening on the 15th. And, you know, it's called All the Glitters.
All the Glitters. Yeah.
Reading Fashion Alliance, the gala. And going back to the atrium again, you need to get your tickets in advance. Don't just show up, because they got to figure it out. You know what I mean?
We can't do it. We can't sell tickets at the door this year. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to, all that you do and see this thing succeed.
Thanks
for joining us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rub a Bus Drive this Friday at Loomis Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, and the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome to you, 749 on the 10th here. A beautiful day ahead of us. Yes, we're going to be experiencing 77 today. It's beautiful. Look outside right now. When you go outside, you're going to have sunshine on your back. 54 tonight, tomorrow on Veterans Day, 73. And Tuesday night, which is tomorrow, mostly cloudy. It seems to be, it is going to be a holiday for most. I don't know about, according to one of the articles I'm reading here, disastrous shutdown for Democrats got worse Sunday when Senate Democrats folded on government funding while receiving nothing but substance in return.
Yep, looks like it's going to be finished. Hey, the head of the BBC and the head of news both announced their resignations of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Why? It's because they edited a speech that Trump made on January 6, 2021 before protesters attacked the Capitol. The speech was edited for a BBC documentary, was misleading, and cut out a section. The entire section where Trump said he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully, as we know. But they cut that part out and had him saying things like fight on and all that. So, Trump has threatened them with a $1 billion lawsuit. But what they said was, the director general, Tim Davie, said, you know, this is not the direction we want to be going, and they got called on it. You know, fake news. The other part of fake news, this I saw this yesterday. It's remarkable. One of the announcers he's on, you know, on the you know, pro football. He's on what is that, Today Show or something? But he's also on the, you know, the pre shows and the halftime shows for NFL. Made the big announcement how ICE had gone in, had arrested a beloved teacher at a preschool and thoroughly had traumatized the kids. And they were announcing this. Well, not so fast. Turns out that this woman and the man had been targeted by ICE. And when they pulled them over, they got out of their cars and they ran into this preschool. They had nothing to do with the preschool. They ran in there to escape being arrested and tried to barricade the doors with all those kids in there. And ICE went in and arrested them. That's the true story. But yet, what you're seeing is arresting. I mean, this came out over national news. Arresting a beloved preschool teacher. How, you know.
Twisty.
Then you wonder why, you know, no, you don't wonder why anymore. You understand why people don't trust the legacy media. I mean, it's when you see something like that, you think, wow, that's horrible. Then you see the rest, you know, then you see the real story. And that's what's horrible. Your turn.
Well, you know, I was just reading this article about how Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, yeah.
He flames celebrities shoving their political positions down audience throat and says, accept your little award and boop, 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 off.
Hey, do you remember, who was that? Who's that comedian that got on there, you know, on the Golden Globes? And he said words that affect
Ricky Gervais.
Nikki Gervais, did you see that?
Ricky Gervais, come up here and accept your little award and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I would have loved to be able to play that, except there's words that would get us kicked off the air, I think. We'd have to really cleanse it. But that's what he says. Just come up. Nobody cares what you think. Take your little award. Go back to your chair and finish your dinner. Well, Billy Bob Thornton's saying the same thing. And I tell you what, Billy Bob... In Landman, deserves an award. So it'd be interesting to see if he wins the award, he comes up and he goes, thank you. And he walks off.
He calls himself a radical moderate.
President Trump's announced he's going to give a $2,000 check to every American, which will come from the tariff revenue collected by the administration. A dividend of at least $2,000 a person, not including high-income people, will be paid to everyone, Trump wrote on Truth Social, adding that those against the tariffs are fools. We'll see. I don't know. I don't think we're in the high income. We'll take our $2,000. Is that $2,000 a person?
I don't know.
Wow. It's per person.
It's per person. Yeah, we can go out and start paying bills.
Sure paying, yeah. Sure paying stuff that from COVID.
Yeah.
From the COVID shutdown. Nothing else shut down. We still, you know, people had to stay home, but they still were paying mortgages.
Yeah, the whole thing. And then if you took a COVID loan, now you're still paying that off.
The taxes. Taxes on that.
Yep. Hey, U.S. Airlines canceled more than 2,100 flights yesterday, largely due to the ongoing government shutdown, and Federal Aviation Administration ordered to reduce air traffic. The slowdown at 40 of the nation's busiest airports entered its third day, leading to increasingly widespread disruptions. 1,000 flights canceled on Friday, 1,500 on Saturday. Early Sunday, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned that air traffic could slow to a trickle if the government continues into the busy Thanksgiving travel season. So, they ordered those reductions last week at major airports, as some air traffic controllers, unpaid for nearly a month, began failing to report for duty. Hello?
Yeah.
What do you think? Our son's U.S. Marshal, and he hasn't been paid in a month. Anyway, but now with the eight Democrats who came across and getting it out there, perhaps this thing can end this week. People get their back pay. They've enjoyed their 30 days. I don't know. Maybe some of them just went out and got other jobs. We'll see. Anyway, so hopefully this week we'll get it together and get the continuing resolution through the end of January.
Yeah, of course. Millions of Americans on food assistance breathed a sigh of relief Sunday after lawmakers reached a tentative deal that could protect their benefits through next year. I mean, that's the thing I feel the worst about, actually, is because those people that are working hard or they're on some government assistance, it's so expensive. It's just, every time we just go buy a couple sandwiches or we buy something, it seems like it's a $40 to $50 bill at just going to Safeway. And, you know, I just think about how you really have to do meal prep. You really got to figure out how to, you know, who's got the best deals and how you're going to be able to do a meal prep for a family of four or five. Come on, Carl. I mean, it's
not easy. And, this is where, you know, when people are working hard and they're not getting ahead, you know, just look around here in Reading where we have more reasonable cost for housing, at least, but still, we're still having, you know, people are still working two jobs. They're having to rent because they can't buy a house. But Trump just mentioned a new program for first time home buyers. With a 50-year mortgage.
Yeah.
Which, of course, then lowers your payments every month. You know, lowers the threshold to get in to be able to buy a house. And that's where you build your,
right.
your wealth.
It also encourages people to set roots.
Yeah.
You know, stay where you are, build in your community, give back. You know, I don't remember where I heard this, but it was, when was the last time you did something, meaning it was asking the person listening or reading that you really did something for your country? Oh, I know what it was. I was listening yesterday to our radio show, and it was Front Lines of Freedom or something in the morning, and the gal that was on the radio was talking about, you can you call yourself a true American? Have you done something for America? I mean, you could say, yeah, I pay taxes. But I mean, really something that would be like cleaning of the street, volunteering for something. I don't, something for your community or something to help America rather than just beating up on it, taking from it and bashing it.
Well, John F. Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And on today, with the Marine Corps birthday and tomorrow Veterans Day, there's a small percentage, a very small percentage, 98% of the people will wake up tomorrow morning enjoying the liberties that they have. As you know, even if they're complaining about it, you hope somewhere on some kind of level they understand the liberties they have that were fought for by 2% of the people. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to enjoy our hour with Shasta College.
Yes.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News from Town Hall, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's former personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is among dozens of associates being granted full, complete, and unconditional pardons by the president. They have been accused of trying to overturn Mr. Trump's 2020 election loss. The pardons are said to continue the process of national reconciliation. 8 Senate Democrats crossed party lines last night. They joined Republicans in a test vote, passing a bill that would end the government shutdown, funding the government through January. The Democrat defections provided the 60 votes needed to advance the bill, which, once it wins final Senate approval, will go to the House for a vote there.
From the truly precarious situation we are in with regard to air travel to the fact that our staffs have been working without pay for a full 40 days now, all of us, Republicans and Democrats, who support this bill know that the time to act is now.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune making a successful pitch for approval of the bill, which passed on a vote of 60 to 40. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders not pleased that the bill does not extend Obamacare subsidies. That's something Democrats had been demanding.
Over 20 million Americans are going to see at least a doubling in their premiums in the Affordable Care Act. In my state of Vermont and throughout this country, for certain groups of people, it will be a tripling and a quadrupling of their premiums.
The Supreme Court's landmark ruling legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide will stand. The High Court has rejected a call to overturn the decision, turning away an appeal from former Kentucky court clerk Kim Davis. A blast of the season's first frigid air is bearing down on much of the U.S., bringing snow to parts of the country and plunging temperatures as far south as Florida. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 10 points, the Nasdaq ahead 314 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I thought about it for a while before I ordered them, but I love the smell of them. So, it's a good thing.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off your first preferred set with free shipping as a new preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Ahmad al-Shara is the first Syrian president to visit Washington since Syrian independence back in 1946.
Since rebel forces ousted former Syrian president Bashar Assad in December, al-Shara has gone on a charm offensive to establish new ties with countries that had shunned Assad's government after its brutal crackdown on protesters in 2011 spiraled into a 14-year civil war. Al-Shara met with President Donald Trump in Saudi Arabia in May, where Mr. Trump announced that he would lift decades of sanctions. The two men will meet again in Washington on Monday, where Syria is widely expected to officially join a U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Israel confirms receiving the remains of Hadar Golden, a soldier killed in Gaza in 2014. The 23-year-old Israeli man was killed 2 hours after a ceasefire took effect in that year's war between Israel and Hamas. Golden's family had waged a public campaign for 11 years to bring home his remains. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Texas governor likes his job and he wants to keep his job.
Greg Abbott has launched his campaign for a fourth term. The Republican framed his pitch to a crowd of hundreds in Houston as a means to maintain Texas as a, quote, bastion of common sense in a country reeling from far-left progressive insanity. Abbott heads into this election cycle with $90 million on hand, a staggering war chest for any challenger to overcome. Jason Walker reports.
The head of the BBC, Director General Tim Davey, has resigned. He's stepping down after criticism of the broadcaster's editing of a speech by President Trump. The BBC says the Director General and the broadcaster's news CEO both announced their resignations yesterday. The BBC has been criticized for editing a speech by Mr. Trump delivered in January 6th of 2021. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Monday, November 10th, the 250th anniversary of the founding of the Marine Corps. 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we can't say hello to Alex because we're using all of our microphones and he can't talk when we're doing that.
But hello, Alex, and thank you for being a great producer.
Hey, now, I'm going to give 20 Black Bear Diner bucks to the first person who calls in and tells me what city and what where the United States Marine Corps was founded 250 years ago today. 20 Black Bear Diner bucks just by calling in and saying the Marine Corps was founded in this city in this place.
What's the number?
530-605-4567.
All right. So okay. Alex is standing by, and he'll come around the corner and tell us. Hey, it's going to be around 77 today, mostly sunny, partly cloudy skies tonight with overnight lows at 54. Tomorrow, Veterans Day, calls for around 73, partly sunny with mostly cloudy skies. With our overnight lows of around 50. Wednesday, we're coming up about 20% chance of showers with our 64 high and overnight lows. That's Wednesday night of 49. Thursday calls for around 56. So the temperature is dropping with showers that day, and Thursday night overnight showers with about 42. Friday is calling for around 51 chance of showers. Saturday showers as well, and Sunday with showers. Around 58 on Saturday and 56 on Sunday. But these next few days, enjoy the sunshine. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. It's a senior-owned company, senior veteran-owned company where they do give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Renton, a great place to go to. Winner of Best in the North State. 3 years in a row. This is where we go to shop. Don't go anywhere else. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we are here with Shasta College and Peter Griggs.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. It's good to see you both.
Well, thank you. You too. And thank you for the assistance. Yes. We needed to find our bugler that we usually use for the Marine Corps ceremony is out of town hunting. And so who do I call? I call Peter.
Shasta College.
Shasta College.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And you found me one, and it turns out he's a veteran.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Navy veteran.
Yeah, he's a Navy veteran. Yeah. He says, can I stay? Yeah, you can stay, buddy. So we got him, we're feeding him too.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, in fact, later on, we'll ply him with drinks. We'll get him out there playing, he's playing call to attention and the mess call. We'll get him out there sounding charge, and we'll have Marines running across the table. Okay, it will not be like that.
Yeah. I was going to say, sounds like a good time.
Though I have been at ones.
Yeah.
This is why we don't serve roles in a lot of the Marine Corps birthday celebrations, because they become instruments of war. They come flying across the room, and then you've got the aviators on one side going, and the grunts are going,
oh, please.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. That will not happen tonight. It will be one of decorum to at least 9 o'clock.
Absolutely. But right now, we are thrilled to have our agriculture department. Yeah. Yeah. Peter, introduce our guests.
You bet. So we've had on our ag department a number of times, and they're one of our favorites to have on the show.
One of my favorites, too.
Oh, definitely. So we're joined by Professor Audra Harl this morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Again.
Good morning. Make sure
she's turned up, buddy.
Yeah, there we go.
How about now? Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Perfect. We'll get that all dialed in. And so we also have with us two of our ag and farm students. So we have Matthew Schwab, and we have Shelby Delker. Did I get it right, Shelby?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So we are really excited. We, of course, have our Country Christmas and Tree Sale, Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. And so they're here to talk about that, but then also the program in general. These are great segments because I actually get to hear a lot of what's going on. The campus is huge, and so this gives me an opportunity to hear all the new and exciting things that are happening on the farm, and so I'm excited for that as well. So with that, I think we can, and anyone out there who, of course, knows about the Country Christmas Fair and knows about the tree sale, right, knows that this is a great place to shop for some gifts. We're going to have, and I know that Shelby and Matthew will talk about this, but it's not just when you go to the Christmas fair. It's not just the tree sale. They have a number of items out there from a bunch of different departments, and it's always a great time to go out and see what you can pick up. So with that, I'll turn it over to Audra.
Audra, we just put you on a different mic, so yes. There we are.
Yes, sir.
You know
our
what, Peter,
mic
you were so
is giving
calm.
Us a problem this
you were so calm as all the moving around. You were
hey,
just like,
she's in the middle.
What happens
hey, she's an ag girl. Hey, give us an update. And a little bit of reminder to our audience about who you are and how you got here.
Sure. So my name is Dr. Audra Harl, and I have been the agriculture instructor at Shasta College since 2019. So I'm running over into my seventh year teaching at Shasta College, which has been an amazing experience. I am a community college student myself. I was homeschooled through high school. Then I attended Merced College, which is in the Central Valley, and I went to Chico State for my animal science degree, my bachelor's degree. Decided didn't have enough school, so I went to Kansas State for my master's degree, and then I still decided, I guess, that I didn't have enough school, so I went to Virginia Tech for my doctorate, and then wound up.
I was hooked on school. I was hooked on school. That's what
awesome.
I had to do. And you know what? As long as I was in school, I wasn't going to have to really get a job.
Well, ultimately, I decided that I wanted to teach, coming out of my master's degree. And then I taught actually for a year at Cal Poly Pomona as not an adjunct, but kind of just as an instructor. And I loved it so much, but I decided if I wanted to do that long term and I wanted to roll into a tenured position, like you really need a doctorate to do that, thinking that I was going to stay at a 4-year institution. But I really developed a passion for students and working with students. And at 4-year institutions, you have to do a lot of research, which is super valuable, but just not where my passion was. So when the job came open at Chest College, I was like, community college changed my life. And so I was really hoping to have the opportunity to.
Especially a college of the level at Shasta College is.
Yeah. It's an amazing program.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So, okay. Great. So let's talk about the annual Christmas tree sale.
Sure.
So are you going to do that?
I can, or the students can do it.
Is one of you in charge of it?
So we have Matthew Schwab and Shelby Delker.
Tell us about the Christmas tree sale.
Let's hit with you, Matthew.
Well, so we have, I don't even know how many trees exactly we have, but we'll have
lots.
700 trees total, four different varieties. We'll have Douglas fir, noble fir, Norman fir, and silver tips. So a large variety. We'll also have a country Christmas fair in an enclosed area. So you come and get gifts for family, friends, you know. You know, I'll probably be getting a hoodie for my girlfriend, you know, kind of stuff like that. So,
yeah. Well, you know what? The best Christmas tree, and we tell you this every year, mm-hmm. that when y'all come in and talk about it, the best Christmas tree
that lasts.
We've ever had it was the one we got from Shasta College.
Delivered.
It was perfect shape. They carried it out, put it in the, threw it in the back of the, or placed it gently in the back of the truck. we got home, we cut the, cause they put it in that netting, so
yes.
It's easy to carry. Got it in there, put it up, cut the netting, and it dropped out, and it was
beautiful.
And it lasted.
Yeah.
Not only through, not only through Christmas, but, you know, until we could finally, right. you know, get it down. So it was, It was the best tree we've had in 18 years, was that one right there.
So we're going to talk about the dates of the Christmas fair, of when you can buy these trees, and then when we come back from the break, more from Matthew Schwab and Shelby Decker. I'd love to hear each one of you, a little bit of story about your background, what you're doing, and we'll be seeing
you
out
here.
There. Yeah.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy started her business back in 1993, and she's been helping our community ever since. You know, what's going on with the shutdown of government, the government's opening, all these things. The stock market's going back and forth, gold and silver. And, you know, you need somebody to take a second look at the, kind of maybe the investments you have. Well, you can get a free review and evaluation over at Judy Maxwell's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Just give them a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and get that free review and evaluation for not just your business, but how about your insurance for your home, your business, and your, you know, your health insurance. We do business with we have insurance with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're real happy. So we'll be right back with Shasta College.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. You don't even want to hear what's going on at the break. But
we were talking about different programs
yes,
they have out there
right.
at Shasta College.
Yeah,
we reading are, programs.
We
hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this is going to be going on all week at Jersey Mike's. And you go in and for a holiday wreath for heroes, that's when we put the wreaths out at IGO. And as you know, every year there's more people out at IGO at our cemetery out there, our veterans cemetery, and they need to buy wreaths for our fallen. And if you go to Jersey Mike's from now through Friday, you can get a free regular sub when you donate a $5 minimum to the holiday wreaths.
That's
so
pretty good.
So you go
man.
In, take your $5 or more, and you donate to Holiday Wreaths. Mm-hmm. You know, Jersey Mike's is owned by a couple here in town, Joe and Bev, and I can't say enough about them and everything they do for our veterans. Big shout out to them. Also, and this is kind of like cheating, but the person who won the question, where was the Marine Corps founded and in what city? It was the city of Philadelphia, 250 years ago, at Tun's Tavern. Yes, a bar. The Marine Corps was founded in a bar. And what can I say except we've been damn proud of that for 250 years. Carolyn Ogilvy, I'll bring your $20 tonight as you sit at our table. It's kind of cheating. She's married to a Marine. But you
won. She knows
won.
Her history.
She knows her history. And I'm going to bring your 20 Black Bear Diner Bucks tonight to the ball. Okay, we're here with Shasta College, and we're with the Agriculture Department, one of our favorite departments out there, even though we say that about everybody you bring in here, because you have such great guests.
It's so interesting.
Dr. Audra Harrell, who is the instructor of agriculture out there. But we also brought in Matthew Schwab and Shelby Delker, who are students. And we'll start with Shelby. Okay, tell us about you, Shelby. Getting close.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Project.
Well, don't listen, this is all about like we're having coffee chat. Tell us a little bit, where'd you grow up?
Born and raised here in Redding, California.
Okay, excellent. So have you been, what brought you to Shasta College and wanted to get involved with agriculture?
So I went to Foothill High School, all 4 years, graduated there, and I was involved in their FFA program the entire time, super fun. I did 4 years of welding and shop class there, really, really liked it. Got into...
Wait a minute, Foothill has welding and shop class?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
it's one of the, you know what, there's not a lot of schools that offer things like that.
Yeah, it was a really unique experience.
Okay. So you can burn some steel then.
Oh yeah. Yeah, loved it there. Got involved with FFA competitions, wearing the blue and gold. Absolutely adored it. And I realized that Shasta College has a pretty great ag program. And I actually started off as a plant science major there last fall. Took some classes, really liked it, and then kind of meandered around the farm, met some animals, met Dr. Harl, and I was like, wow, I really like the animals, so I switched to animal science, and that's currently what I'm studying.
Are you living on the farm now?
No.
Okay.
Now, animal science, once you finish 2 years right here at Shasta College, do you plan on going to another university?
Yeah, I'm planning on transferring.
And what can you do with animal science?
So I'm planning on transferring to Chico State after this year. A lot of people do animal science for veterinary, but I'm planning on going into food production.
Oh, man.
Food production.
Mm-hmm. Like beef, dairy, not sure yet. But
you mean like raising them? Or?
Yeah, raising them for slaughter.
I bought a cow. In fact, tomorrow I'm going out to, we're moving them, and bought myself a heifer. And I'm going to hopefully double my herd size next year. No, even though the prices are going down right now because of certain announcements from the president. But then he just announced that they're going to do a investigation of those four major beef production units, which has been driving prices. Cool. So, that's another story, my friends. But so you want to get into the production side of it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Wow, you have to come back and tell us all about that. That's a whole, class.
You figure that 1% of our country feeds everybody else, and you're going to be that part of that 1%.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about it. I'm like, nobody knows where their food comes from. Like, in the cities, like, people just go to the grocery store and don't even think of that side of things.
They think it comes off a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, why do you have to have cattle out there? Why can't you just go to the store and buy it?
Yeah. So, Dr. Hall, you're over there kind of, do you have an input here? I know that you've been shaking your head over there like, yes, no, and yeah, maybe. So, I know that there's something you want to say.
Oh, no, I think Shelby's doing a great job. I'm just, like, sitting over here like, oh, I'm so proud.
Yeah, I was thinking.
I'm kind of like mom here listening to her smart kids talking.
Yeah, and I think she's been just articulating it super well. Like, you know, students don't know where their food comes from, and it made me think of, when I was teaching in Southern California, my ag students down there hadn't even seen an almond tree. They didn't know that almonds came off of trees. They didn't know what they looked like before they were in the store or in their milk. So, I think Shelby is just articulating it so well, and it just makes me super happy to see young people wanting to go, because it's a thankless job. It really is.
You know, you're really missing your chance, too, when you get people like that to tell me. The almonds, they come off bushes. It's about 3 feet high.
Yeah.
And, the almond bushes. And then they think that. It's like teaching a youngster that this is a fork and it's really a spoon. I mean, anyway. Okay, and now we also have Matthew Schwab. Tell us about you.
Hello. So I'm not originally from here, unlike Shelby. I'm from about 3.5 hours south. I kind of split time between Folsom and Rescue, California. I went to high school down there. I kind of didn't really grow up too heavily in the agricultural space. I always saw it around me, but I wasn't something that I was like personally involved with all that much. And so as I kind of went through high school, my high school did an FFA program. And so I went through the last 2 years of my high school, did a lot of ag mechanics and stuff like that. And then I heard about this program when I ended up touring the college for kind of outside reasons. I originally was a forestry major before switching, which I guess we'll get into. But I came up here, I met the farm manager. I met, a couple other people kind of involved in the ag space. I'm like, this is really interesting. So then I, came senior year, end of it. I applied to be a farm dorm student, live on the farm, and, got in, and now I'm in my second year of this. But, yeah.
Wow. So the farm, share with our listeners here in the next few minutes what it's like to live on the farm. what your responsibilities are.
You know, it is a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of great honor. I've learned everything. You know, I've learned everything of, you know, how to take care of an animal. I mean, I'd never given a shot to an animal before. Now, you know, before I moved in, now, you know, I'm really prolific at it. I'm one of the people, I'd say I'd be someone to go to for it. Always really comfortable with it. You know, I learned how to, take care of all, chickens, goats, cows, pigs, seed fields, do the whole hay production, everything, So it really kind of is like opened my eyes and kind of give me a lot of experience and a lot of great things kind of go on to with my life and kind of see what I want to do. So, yeah.
So I would think that doing that, being part of this, being on the farm at the college and kind of feeling like you're, know how to do all of the little intricacies, that there's really an empowerment with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's eight of us in the dorms total, eight spots, we're kind of like running the whole thing, we're kind of like, getting not only, we're not only learning ourselves the experience we're learning, but also getting the animals ready for the labs, for the classes. So we really are kind of, we have some leadership. Other than that, it's really a lot of it's just like, us doing the stuff.
And the mentorship of Dr. Harrell.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So what has she meant for you?
Well, she's kind of just been a huge mentor. It's like helping me learn. I learned how to give a shot from her. I learned how to, if I ever have a question about anything in relation to like an animal, I'll go to her. I'll go to the farm manager, kind of just, whatever I need. She's always there for me and anything I need. So I've been a great mentor, a great teacher. Yeah.
And, Shelby, what has, Dr. Harrell meant for you?
Same thing. Like, I learned, a lot from her animal science class. That was by far my favorite class I've ever taken. I also took her feed and nutrition class. I went in knowing a little bit about animals, like I have chickens, stuff like that. I work in a feed store, but not like the in-depth information. But after taking those classes, I put a lot of time and effort into it, and Dr. Harrell's always open to helping me learn more. I would chat with her after class. Like, she just makes all of her students feel so, like, welcomed, and whenever I come into class, like, she's always smiling and talkative. By far, my favorite teacher I've ever had.
That's great. She says immediate. So the thing I would, we're going to take a break, is that, there are no questions that are stupid. You only learn from asking questions. So,
But that's not true.
I feel that Dr. Harrell is that
Harrell,
person.
Dr. Harrell will probably back me up on this. There are some questions that are stupid. Now, this is where the great instructors come through, though. The great instructors will make it sound like, wow, yes, thinking all in the back of their mind, how is this person feeding themselves? Am I right? Okay, you don't have to agree.
Hey, I would say there are ways to redirect the students to maybe think about what they've asked you a little bit more. So if they ask something that kind of you look at them and you're like, I don't know that I have a good response for that because it wasn't a great.
I always said this. I always said, it's a very interesting question. And, one that hasn't come up before because nobody would ask that. No, that's a very interesting question. How can we approach this from a different way and then throw it out there and let somebody else, answer it? And they're all thinking, what did he mean?
I don't know. We're going to take a break on that note.
And
but we're
this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I got my Marine Corps haircut Friday. Let me tell you, I found them back in 2007. They've been around since 1960. They're located in, of course, the Cypress Square Shopping Center right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. And I have never gone to another place to get my hair cut because they give great haircuts. I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. And they're getting ready to introduce an online ability, too. If you just want to go online, you can make your appointments that way and see what's opening. It works that way because you can roll in, get your hair cut, and roll out, or you can hang around like I do and read National Geographic. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. They will even take men with longer hair. They will trim mustaches and beards. And they have discounts for seniors there. So,
all right, let's take a break.
Cypress Square Barbershop. I got you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services and the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rubba Bus Drive this Friday at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, and the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. or make a donation online at robbaveterans.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomplaw.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless. What is love?
Hey, good back. Morning and welcome back to our morning show here on Monday.
You know, we shouldn't start Mondays this happy.
Yes.
I mean, this is, I mean, it's like, you know, a Monday should be kind of, you know, okay, hello. But no, we're like, hello!
All right. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. If you're just tuning in, we're here with Shasta College. We've got Dr. Ardra Harl, Matthew Schwab, Shelby Decker, and our one and only Peter Griggs. Yeah, it's always a happy morning for us too, because we learn so much about what is right here within our community with our very own Shasta College. And there is never something that's ever dull. Good morning, Carl. It is happy birthday, Marine Corps. Hey.
Veterans Day event tomorrow at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. It's going to start at 11 o'clock. Now, I recommend you get there around 10:30, so you can get over there. They're going to have golf carts helping, but parking can get a little busy. And then tomorrow, 11 o'clock, at the Elks Club, they're going to have a toast. using brandy, and then there'll be a free lunch for veterans.
That's amazing.
Afterwards at the Oaks Club. And I want to remind everybody, head on down to Jersey Mike's this week, and it's only valid through today, through the 14th, that you go in, and you can help Holiday Wreaths for Heroes. So, you know, the wreaths we put out and I go.
On the grave sites.
Yep. And by doing that, all you have to do is donate a $5 minimum, and you'll get a free regular sub.
Amazing.
And Jersey Mike's makes great subs. So thanks a lot to Joe and Bev for
doing
that.
I like that toast with brandy.
The toast with
brandy.
I know what
he said.
Brandy's a really nice lady. I met her once.
Oh, exactly.
No, they do that. They give you these little plastic.
I've seen brandy.
We've done it before. It's beautiful how they take that at the Oaks Club, and they fill, and the room is full, and everybody. It's very symbolic, and it's a great gathering. People don't go there for the brandy, trust me.
Well, you know, and brandy is a Las Vegas name. Yeah, also. Yeah,
can we just please move right along and talk about
it? We're here with Shasta College and the agricultural school over there with Dr. Audra Harl and Matthew Schwab and Shelby Kelker.
You, Carl.
Okay, let's talk again about the Christmas tree and who's all the groups that are going to be involved in that, Audra.
Sure. So one of our cool things about the Christmas fair is that a lot of the clubs on campus use this opportunity with the Christmas fair to raise funds for their clubs for the year. So, Ag Leadership Club is the host club. And so we kind of put everything on, the students put everything on, but we have, 7 other clubs participating this year, which is the most we've had in quite some time. So, the Horticulture Club will be there. They're there every year. They're the ones that are selling their poinsettias, that are student raised. So the students plant them and they care for them and water them. The farm dorm kids help water them, which is a very extensive process. They're very delicate plants, so it's very specialized, and they do just a great job. They're just beautiful every year. So Horticulture will be there with their poinsettias, and then the Welding Club will be there. They're pretty popular as well. They make little trinkets, ornaments, and gifts, and they're usually super creative and clever. And my understanding is that they've been working already for about a month on making their things, so hopefully they'll have quite the selection, but they're pretty popular as well. Heavy Equipment and the Diesel Club will also be there. And normally these clubs will sell gifts or merchandise of some sort that make great gifts. The Business Club, my understanding is that they're going to have a spice mix and then a cookie decorating station and then little stocking gifts that are already stuffed with little items. So, and then the Multicultural Club, they just contacted me, so I'm not 100% sure what they're bringing yet, but they're going to be there as well. And then Phi Theta Kappa, the Honor Club on campus, they run the snack bar. So all of these clubs come and they participate. And then we do have a limited number of outside local craft vendors as well that will be there selling various items, stained glass, jewelry, bags, things of that nature. So it's full. The whole building is usually full. We also have a understanding with Santa Claus. And so Santa Claus will be there both Saturday and Sunday.
I like how you said we have an understanding.
Yes. Tell us again the dates.
So the dates are the first weekend in December, which are the 6th and the 7th. We will be open from 9 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the evening. But if you want the best tree selection, realistically, you probably want to get there pretty early on Saturday because it gets pretty busy pretty quickly. We are parking cars at our sycamore lot or the solar panel parking lot, and then there will be a shuttle moving people to the farm, and then once you pick out your tree, you can bring your car around and we'll load it for you. So Santa Claus, rolling back to Santa Claus will be there about noontime, and he'll be walking around off and on for the rest of the day, but there will be a dedicated time for pictures between noon and 1 o'clock. Both Saturday and Sunday. So that's our understanding that we have with Santa Claus. You can write him a letter, too.
Let me tell you, there's so many things you can get for Christmas, but those trees are just outstanding, spectacular. In fact, I'd like to apologize to that elderly lady I pushed out of the way. but she was reaching.
So it was you that I got the phone call about.
Yeah, but I think it was during COVID and I had my mask on. So,
which, she recognized
which
you
is
right
a lie
there.
Too, which is a lie too, yeah. Because I didn't wear masks.
Well, it's one kind of, you know, we do know, we're kind of switched this back because of course we want people to mark their calendars for the 6th and 7th and all the goodies and Santa's going to be there and they're the most amazing trees and they're freshly cut. They're freshly cut. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So the trees are actually cut the day before they send them to us. So we get the trees, some of them out of Oregon. And so those trees are cut. Usually they're delivered to the school on Thursday. So they cut them Wednesday. They put them on the truck for us, and then they bring them down. We unload them Thursday. And then Saturday is the event. So when we say they're fresh cut, they are, you know, within usually two to three days.
You know, which then makes it so that they keep their needles
especially
through Christmas into the new year.
I think a lot of the Christmas tree farms that we've experienced, not to bash anybody, but you know, there some of those are cut 3 weeks.
Ahead of time.
If they've been cut and then there's freezing temperatures overnight, that actually contributes a lot to the shedding of the needles. So that's one reason that we're grateful that we can get them, you know, so early in advance.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I just learned something. I didn't know that.
The freezing temperature. So if they're cut and then it's, you know, below that freeze, especially if it's a real deep freeze, then that will contribute to.
Okay. I can understand that. Okay. We're going to take a break here. We come back. We're going to talk about the programs in the agricultural, college out there at Shasta College. And okay. So you go through agriculture. What's that mean? What are the jobs available after that? We'll be right back.
To the sounds of autumn at the Shasta College Concert Orchestra Fall Concert. Enjoy performances by the Concert Orchestra, Chamber Strings, and Strings Class Orchestra, led by Dr. Jeff Specht and Don Carter. Join us Sunday, November 23rd at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are just $5 general admission. Get your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/tickets and celebrate the season at Shasta College's Fall Concert.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com. Tomorrow, our guest will be Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's Veterans Day, but we're going to be here. Our guests today are Dr. Audra Harrell, who is the instructor of agriculture out at Shasta College, and Shelby Delker and Matthew Schwab, who are students out there. And quickly going back just once more to the annual Christmas tree sale, it's
the
all
fifth
covered.
And sixth?
Yeah, the 5th and 6th.
6th and 7th.
Sixth and 7th. Pardon me.
It's the area out there is all covered. So if there is any rain or mist or anything, everything you do out there is in a covered area. So you're not walking around in the rain. Okay, and Audra, maybe start with you. That when people take these courses out at Shasta College, and we've heard from Shelby how she's going to move on to Chico, and get into the food production side of it,
production.
Or animal production side of it. What do people do with this?
Oh,
with
there's
a degree from there.
How much time do you have?
We have 10 minutes.
No, I'm just teasing. Like Shelby said, when you're going for animal science, a lot of the students come in with veterinary medicine aspirations. So either, you know, a full-on veterinarian or a veterinary assistant. But we also have students that do want to go into food production. You could work for the USDA. You could be a brand inspector, a meat packing inspector. You could go into production. We have a student that graduated from the college and went directly into managing a beef herd for Prather Ranch. It can vary widely where you can go, but I would say the vast majority of them are going for that that 4-year degree, so a bachelor's degree, and then a good number of them will be going on. I have a handful of them that want to get into genetics and research, so they will be going on probably to get at least a master's degree doing research in animal genetics. I have a couple that are going into ag education, so you can go the animal science route that way, but we also have an ag education degree. We have a decent number of students that are wanting to get into high school ag teaching. So that could be, you know, our ag ed degree. We have ag business degrees. You can be, you know, an ag loan officer. You can be an office manager, business manager for some of these larger ag, you know, companies. So it really does, you know, as you could just keep going. There's so much variety there.
So would you say the wages that they're paid, are they living wages? I know everybody starts out lower.
Yep. You're probably going to have to start, you know, at the bottom and work your way up a little bit as an entry-level position. But you can expect to be making, I would say, on average, at least a $40,000 a year job. Starting wage and some higher. You know, if you're coming out with a bachelor's degree or a master's degree, you could be looking at, you know, 60 to 80, depending on what you get into. So, I would say, yeah. It depends on where you're living, but I would say a decent living wage for sure.
So is there a big demand in the agricultural industry?
Yes, because we have a large number of the population that are retiring, and not a lot of people coming in behind them. You know, folks that are retiring from their farms that don't necessarily want to just sell the land and sell the animals. They want young people coming in, but it's not always just families passing it on from generation to generation anymore. So yes, I would say in the next 10 years, especially, there's a huge number of folks that are going to be retiring, and we need young people coming in behind them. So, excuse me, California does have a huge demand, but you can easily go out of state as well. Obviously, we want to keep those students here. We want to keep those workers here in California and work in California agriculture as the top ag producing state in the country. We would like to see, you know, our best and brightest remain here. But
so, Matthew, you've talked a little bit about it, but what do you want to do?
Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
So I'm currently a heavy equipment operations student.
Heavy equipment.
Yes.
Okay.
Heavy equipment. So I'm going to go through the traditional heavy equipment program at the college, and we also have a specific logging equipment program, which I also want to go into. So after this, I'm not exactly sure where I see. I know that's not more schooling. So, you know, I'm going to be somebody who's gonna be, you know, going right into the workforce, which I'm really excited for. But yeah, so I don't know. I might go into the ag sector. I might go into the logging sector. Kind of long term, I'm really looking at like going to like Cal Fire for like bulldozer operations for fire management.
They only pay you $500 a day.
Yeah, exactly. See, exactly. Like, you know.
Or you could be, a water truck driver that makes about that much. But
oh, yeah.
I think even $500 a day may not be. I think it's more than that. If you're driving a bulldozer for Cal Fire.
Yeah, no, I've heard some pretty high numbers, but that's why
I want to go through the class.
But yeah. That's your passion. So let's just, you know, forget the money right now. It's what your passion is.
Oh yeah. Well, so I don't know. Heavy equipment has always been really interesting to me. I kind of grew up around that, and I kind of originally went in as a forestry major into the college, and then I kind of was like, well, I don't necessarily know if I want to do the biological side of all this. So I was like, what other options do I have? Okay, well, the mechanical side is really interesting. So equipment operating was kind of just there. And I'm like, well, the college has a wide variety of, you know, things they can do, you know, various, like, vocational degrees or other than, like, you know, some sort of, like.
And it also gives you an independence because, you know, we have a friend of our family who's finishing up his certification as a master diesel mechanic. And he can literally pick up and go anywhere.
Oh yeah,
and get a very well paying job.
Oh yeah,
so it gives you an independence also, and different things are opening up. You know, if the you know, the pipelines or the exploration of that goes on, you've got a job always. So I think it seems like you've got a clarity of mission here.
Right. Oh yeah,
that's good.
Oh yeah, no, I've always been kind of big into kind of finding out what I want to do for the rest of my life and kind of doing all that, and you know the programs I'm doing on the farm as well as just through the college in general has really helped me a lot in that.
Good. Now, Shelby, do you see yourself having a ranch?
Honestly, yes.
That's great.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I have no idea what I want to do currently. I feel like a lot of young people are in that same boat because I've switched my aspirations like so many times. I'm hoping to kind of see what I want to do as I experience things here at Shasta College and after I transfer, maybe visit a few people, shadow some folks in the beef and dairy industry, hoping to kind of get some hands-on experience and just kind of figure out exactly what I want to do. But right now I'm kind of just feeling it out and just seeing what there is to see.
Well, I tell you what, you are just like most other people your age. My nephew graduated from law school and said, I don't want to practice law. Mm-hmm. So he never, never even went for the bar. And he did something kind of like you're talking about, Matt. Became a firefighter, and all the way up to
his mom
lieutenant.
Was a little weirded out about it.
Yeah.
But okay, she got over it
after they had paid his way through law school. And so he became a firefighter in Chattanooga, Tennessee,
and is now
working in a different area helping people. So don't worry about that. That will come clear to you in a year or two.
That's what I'm hoping.
And can I just say too, that one of the beautiful things about community college is that you get your first 2 years free in California with the California Promise Grant. So it gives you the freedom to explore a little bit. And then you have students like Matt who are going to graduate with his certificate going right into the workforce with no student debt. So this is something that isn't talked about a lot or enough maybe, but you know, these students are able to graduate with their degrees and not be burdened by student loan debt. So those first 2 years, students, you do have to apply for that first 2 years free. You have to get your paperwork in, you have to get your financial aid paperwork in, which does deter some students, but my goodness, this is not an option when I was a community college student, but it is for these
students. And this has been
now.
Going on for a while.
But
and
you have to be full-time, right?
You do have to be full-time.
Okay, let's talk about that, yeah.
This has been a such an advantage for our young people and older people that are coming back into the workforce or coming and wanting to change their jobs, is being able to do that. Peter, we got like 2 minutes, buddy.
Absolutely. No, Audra is exactly right. You know, the Shasta College Promise is out there. We have a number of different vehicles. We recognize that there are financial barriers in place in front of especially working adults, right? Perhaps you're out there, you're looking to either reskill or upskill, you know, for a career. We also have a program whereby if you qualify, you could get up to $4,000, right, per semester if you are a full-time 15 units is what we would qualify as for that program.
Yeah.
They do have other programs for 12 units and less. But we are, as a college especially, very focused on helping our communities, specifically Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity, with any individuals who are out there looking for that, you know, next job.
We are also working on developing further our credit for prior experience programs. So not all of the programs have them super developed yet, but it's something that we're working on. So if you have been working in an industry, you can get credit towards your degree for some of those degrees for your
experience. And for our military yes. veterans out there, you take their experience in the military,
absolutely.
And it can take almost a year of your class time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Depending on the degree. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Thank you so much, Matthew, Shelby, Dr. Harl, Peter, for coming in today. It's always a great time.
Informative. And don't forget, mark your calendars for December 6th and 7th. And what are the hours for the Christmas fair out at Shasta College?
9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Both days.
Both days. And if you're looking for Santa, I'd be out there around noon each day. Hey, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's the Marine Corps birthday. So if you know a Marine, you might just say happy birthday to him and listen to him expound forever about the Marine Corps. Have a wonderful day. Tomorrow, Shasta Regional Medical Center. God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.